You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
In the sports world, the eyes are on the NBA, the NBA playoffs. The second round of that is underway. LeBron James and the Cavaliers have not lost a game so far in the playoffs. LeBron put in 39 last night as they beat Toronto. LeBron passes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for second place on the NBA's all-time scoring list. So they're playing very well, and they'll carry on through Toronto, likely. The Spurs, who got rocked in their first game last night, the Rockets night before last, they evened things up last night. They came back and beat the Rockets by 26 points, but suffered a real blow when Tony Parker, who played quite well in a few games of the Grizzlies series with them, hurt his left leg, had to be carried off by his teammates. That ain't a good sign. So the Spurs will keep fighting with the best coach in the league against Houston and see how that went. This is just one more sign about how insane the world is. And guns, you can talk about gun control and guns and getting guns and gun rights and all that stuff. I'm all for gun rights. I own them responsibly. I have them around for self-protection and things like that. Like about 80% of anybody who can hear this radio show. Yeah, it's just the way we live these days. But the way that they're used is in question. And it gets worse all the time. A lady, and if you've been up to St. Louis to see a Cardinal game at that beautiful ballpark, you know that it's, I mean, you're at a ballpark. You feel safe. A woman at the game Tuesday evening in St. Louis was grazed in the arm by a stray bullet. The shot came from outside the stadium. So, you know, most likely, you know, some kid and his buddies out in a car thought it'd be cute to fire off a weapon and aim it at this ballpark. And it luckily just grazed her arm, didn't hit her right in the forehead. It's unbelievable. How do you stop things like this? You don't. We have a culture of lunacy running the streets. Tony Romo, former Cowboy quarterback who will begin working for CBS. I read someplace, I guess this is accurate, that he will not do his first game until Thanksgiving Day with Jim Nantz on the Cowboy broadcast on CBS, right? So who's going to replace Phil Simms? Nobody has said that, but the entire sports broadcasting world is in flux. ESPN keeps firing people. They're going to off Ron Jaworski. No great loss. Merrill Hodge, who was good, but they got too many people that they don't need on that staff doing too many things that nobody cares about, and so they are thinning the herd. But Tony is back in the news. He's trying to qualify for the U.S. Open. He is a really, really good golfer. He tried it in 2011 and also advanced to the qualifying in 2010, but withdrew after some rain came down and play was delayed, and he had to report to the Cowboys. So Tony is a great athlete. We'll see about broadcasting. It ain't as easy as it sounds, and guys like him have to learn how to analyze a play and do it in about 10 seconds over and over again. So maybe they're going to have him in training until Thanksgiving Day, but that's a strange thing too. As mentioned before, there are 20 horses in the Run for the Roses in Louisville. The Kentucky Derby is this weekend. It is in Louisville, Churchill Downs, about 5:30 our time on NBC. Usually, and this time likely, NBC will run the early races on the NBC Sports Network and cut to Channel 5 for the big event about 3 o'clock for all the pre-race hype. So 2.5 hours of hype for a 2-minute event. That makes sense. 20 horses, the favorite Classic Empire, who won the Arkansas Derby, is at 4-1. And he is in the 14 hole, as they say, and that's a pretty good spot to be in. The other favorites include Always Dreaming. He's at 5-1. He's in the 5 position, which is always a good spot to be in. Who else? Most of these things are at like 20-1, 15-1, 30-1. There are 4 favorites. The other ones being McCracken, who's at 5-1 in the 15 spot, and Irish War Cry in the 17. So 20 horses breaking at once is a bunch of horses. The ones on the inside, 1, 2, 3, often get pushed out of the way early and can't recover. But it's a horse race. Anything can happen. And the horse with one eye, good name for a song, will be in the 20 position. His name is Patch because he has one eye. But the fun part is his name was Patch before he lost his eye. It got infected, and they could not heal it. But the horse had some skills, and so they got a spoon and dug his eye out and said, get back to work.
That's probably not exactly how it happened.
I've been through the derby on a horse.
Well, that's what I heard. So I don't. Just one little spoon, pop, all right, Band-Aid, go run. So Patch is at 30-1, and a lot of folks will bet him just because it's a sweet story. And just imagine if he won that race.
That'd be so sweet.
This deformed, freakish beast beats everybody else. That'd be great. Once again, NBA last night, the Wizards beat Atlanta. They lead that series 3-2. And Boston beat Chicago. They go up in that series 3-2. The Predators, next level of the playoffs, lead St. Louis. Now, this is a misprint, I think. But they beat St. Louis last night. Edmonton beat Anaheim. And the baseball world, Yankees are having a great season so far. They won again last night. The Nationals won. The Red Sox, the Indians, the Reds beat Pittsburgh. Miami wins. The Mets, the Cubbies beat the Phils 5-4. The Twins win. Houston, the Royals, Cardinals were rained out. Seattle, Colorado, and the Giants all win. Today in the commercial appeal, a good story about D'Angelo Williams, a Tiger star for their football team who may be running out of time. It's hard to believe that he's been around in the NFL for so long. He was a Titan. He was a Panther. Not a Titan. He was a Panther. He was with Pittsburgh last year, and they cut him because they drafted a new running back. So he may be on somebody's roster. He's 34 years old, and that in NFL years is old. So we'll see. He's a free agent, and hopefully a guy with his kind of skills and his charisma and his charm and his just overall talent as a guy, maybe he'll get a job somewhere. Email address, mail@drakeinthemorning.com. People offer opinions, whether we like them or not.
And that happens.
Yeah.
A couple of people talking about the airport after Jack Salmon's visit on the show yesterday. Leonard said some excellent ideas they're coming up with. Hope they get implicated. And
implicated?
Andy, yeah.
That's not the right word.
Implemented. But, sorry.
Yeah, there you go.
And he says, I've been working and traveling extensively for 8 years out of the Memphis airport. I've seen Delta go from an absolute powerhouse to a shell of itself with just a handful of flights a day.
60.
Yeah, I don't know why Delta removed its hub from here, but they were out very quickly. Just after one of the former mayors went to Atlanta to meet with Delta's CEO.
Mm-hmm.
The Aerotropolis concept now seems to be a muted afterthought, says Andy.
Yeah.
See how that goes.
We'll see. They're all trying. It's different. It's no use crying over spilt milk. It is what it is, and they're trying to improve it, and they will. But the devastation that brought the demise around the Northwest, that whole thing being gone, was a real bad deal. And Delta has picked up much of the slack, but it's still really hard to get places on a direct flight, although that's improved and flights are cheaper, as Jack explained to us yesterday. So maybe give it a whirl. I don't know. These seats being shrunk, they have a rundown today somewhere. as American is going to add 10 more seats on their planes. It's almost like that they are trying to make this miserable so you won't fly. And they should be going in the other direction. But this is all about business. It's all about the bottom line. And they don't really care if you're comfortable or not. So they want, and there are times you have to fly for business or for something. But if you fly, it isn't any fun. So
just
get something to medicate yourself with and just pass out.
Nina says, regarding random fire, I had a good friend of mine who was at Tomley Park, the 4th of July celebration a couple of years ago, and was grazed by a stray bullet. So apparently there are just some people firing guns into the air, and the sad part is it also hit her son in the leg, who's about 4 years old at the time.
Yeah, that's some of these gun idiots in the country, and it's like in the old cowboy movies. They're out there in the street firing off guns in the sky, and yippee, and on the 4th of July. There are rednecks and those that aren't rednecks that have guns that fire them in the air. They're going to come down somewhere.
They have to.
See, and unless you are in a place that is wide open and is field and forest, it's not really a good idea. You're going to hurt somebody and then you'll be in jail. And then you'll be somebody's boyfriend, and it's not a good idea.
It's not good. We were talking about counterfeit tennis shoes yesterday, too, and how sneakerphiles will pay big bucks for some brand-name shoes. Thomas says because of all of that, the Nike plant here in Memphis will only have left shoes shipped to them in one container and then get the right shoes shipped in a different container to cut down on the theft from overseas.
Is that a joke?
No, that's actually how they do it. They have one shipping container that's just left shoes, one that's just right shoes, and they match them up at the plant. So if someone tries to Fast and Furious a whole bunch of Nike shoes, they're only going to get a container full of left shoes, which isn't going to do them any good.
Good idea, though.
So you can't trust anybody.
That's right.
God almighty.
And finally, Jen says, if our mayors can give us an excuse to be late for work because of the Grizzlies game, we need to get Mr. Baldacci and Mr. Atkins to put one up on their respective websites. I can already see that I won't be getting to bed on time so I can finish the last 80 pages of The Fix, and I just know Little White Lies is going to have the same effect.
Little White Lies is great. Ace is going to be out at the Barnes & Noble next Thursday. I'm told that I'll be there with him to discuss his new book and his career. We got The Galleys. That is the advanced copies today of the book. It isn't out until...
What is this thing out?
It is the...
July 18th, I believe.
It's the newest Quinn Coulson book. It's out July 18th. Great stuff. It is set in Memphis... in North Mississippi. The back of the book says, Ace Atkins, or from him comes a rollicking, suspenseful tale of bank robbers, good old boy politicians, truck stop women, and one decent man crazy enough to fight them all.
That showed up just as I was walking out yesterday, so I'm about 3 or 4 chapters in right now.
I got to read... I'm reading now the bio of David Letterman, which is just an incredible, detailed look at this man's career and his life from Indiana and where it went to stand up in Los Angeles after he was on the radio in Indy and on television there. It's hard to recall that he had a morning show on NBC. One of the weirdest things on television ever, up against game shows and soap operas. And it failed miserably. But Johnny Carson loved him. The NBC honchos loved him. And he ended up getting a gig after Johnny, and they got rid of Tom Snyder and so on. But the story of his rise to fame and his attitude toward this business really, really warms your heart if you're somebody who has been in it for a long time and had a certain attitude toward it. It's hard to explain, but he sort of approached his job and TV with respect, but he realized how ridiculous it was, and he made light of it, didn't take it seriously. Self-deprecation was his, main calling card, and he kind of laughed at the entire model of how serious it all should be and made fun of it for, well, he survived from 81 until he retired 2 years back at NBC and CBS. But if you like Dave, and he is so good and so smart and so insecure and such an interesting man who just turned 70 years old, and he is missed on the TV, but he is a really interesting dude who did this his way. You go back to 81, he really did in many, many ways change the face of comedy and how comedy was done from stand-up to TV shows to many, many other things. His influence is mighty. And this book is something to read, and it's out. I guess a bookstore is the guy's name again escapes me, but it's a great read if you like Dave and want to see how he got to be where he is.
If you have any other questions or anything you want to share with us, or a question for Lawyer Bill, a couple of those have come in. mail@drakeinthemorning.com is the email address to do that.
And some nice person pointed out that God doesn't really hate homos. He just hates sin, and we're all sinners. Okay. And if you want to get into this thing, then let's get into the entire discussion about homosexuals. If you're eating shellfish,
tattoos,
you're also going to hell, and you should not be recognized by anybody because you're a sinner. Tattoos, shellfish, if you work on Sunday, what else is the list have?
Let's see, disagreeing with the word of the priest.
Yeah.
There was something about women speaking up in church.
We can't have that.
There's a long, long list of things if you want to really start digging deep and getting away from the basic core message of the Bible.
Yeah, and they just always, they have to always, you know, spotlight the LGBT community. And let's go after all these sinners. If you eat shrimp today, you're going straight to hell. And you can't go to church ever again because your head will catch on fire and you'll be asked to leave because you have defied the word.
Oh, and drunkards, too. I forgot about the
drunkards. Oh, Jesus. Well, then we're all left. I mean, everybody. Beer and shrimp, you are doomed. Drunkards, can you get drunk and eat shrimp on Sunday and be, that's the trifecta right there.
Well, the idea is you can ask,
and have a gay, you know, sometimes you know of a gay fun time with your gay buddies. That's four. Try and go for four this Sunday. Go after it.
Hey, free will.
Oh man, termites, mosquitoes—they are bugs. They are out. They are everywhere. After this rain, you're going to see some skeeters like you haven't seen for a long time. JamesonPest.com is the website. For our good friends at Jameson Pest and Lawn, termites have been an early problem this year. They've been to our house to spray for that and to check. They will come and do it for you, too. And the same thing with mosquitoes. Once this rain stops, you're going to have so much water sitting around. And mosquitoes breed in this stuff, and they just can devour your arms, your legs, your kids, your pets. It's a drag. Have them come by and spray. They spray under your bushes, the trees, under your deck. They cover all of these areas and do it very, very well. 452-1505. Pat O'Brien and his staff do a fine job for me and my family. Termites, mosquitoes, whatever it is, weed killing, Jameson Pest and Lawn, they are very, very good at this. And we thank them for being a part of our program. And they will come and take care of you and of your business, all right? 452-1505 is that event. On the same note, our friends at Woodland Tree, I want to have them come out. If you haven't had your trees, if you have trees in your yard, and many of us do, they have got to be cut back on occasion. And we were kind of gazing out the window last night, like, you know what, we need to call Taryn and have him come by and look at this and see if some of this stuff ought to be thinned out. This has to be done from time to time, and these are the only guys in town to do it. Woodlandtree.com is the website. Trained arborists that do a great job. They have all the trucks, all the gear. They do all kind of landscaping work and have other things to offer you, too. Trees is their main deal. If you have, you know, trees that are hanging over your house or your cars, one strong wind and that tree is in your roof. You don't want to have that happen. Let these guys come by, give you an estimate, and help you get this fixed. Thank you, Taryn. Thank you, Jesus and Chris and Joanna and Lindsay, all the good people that work there and take care of us. 309-6779 is their number to call to get further information on trees and your yard and things like that. Let them help you out. We'll do a break and come back. Some dumbasses quickly, and then we'll get to Ask Lawyer Bill. Dumbasses of the day here for this Thursday, May 4th. Coming up, our friend Bill Jones, Ask Lawyer Bill. The phones are off of the hold. You may call now. Wesley has got his headset on to get your deal lined up. Whatever your problem is, we can offer you some help, we hope, and make things easier on you to begin the process of whatever you've got yourself into. Divorces, child support, wills, who owns what, who has a right to what, all these things sometimes require a lawyer. And Bill gives you advice we hope is helpful, and you may call now, 535-9898, or email, said as that going on, mail at drakeinthemorning.com. As we watch this traffic cluster, where in the world is that? Hello, y'all. Sorry. It's a mess. It's raining, by the way, all over the place, and will the majority of the day, making this time of the morning the absolute peak of drive time, a hellish place to be. So be careful. Don't tailgate. Please get off your phone. This morning, these a-holes going 40 miles an hour on their phones. Or do you just want to? So just be safe, all right? Dumbasses. Oh, mine are all short, and Danny has the long, fun ones, but I just don't. I'm just tired and don't feel like even talking about these people. Okay, here are the idiots I've marked. I got five, and she has two long ones. The Daily Mail, I guess this is an international paper or site, or they're always in this news. A boy in Argentina, a man, he's a male person, recently spent $35,000 on surgery. Now, we've had a guy that's done it to look like Ken dolls, right? Twice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is sick enough in itself. His name is Ryan Seacrest.
So
$35,000 to become a real life elf. First of all, I want to know, is he little? Did he have his legs cut off to make himself shorter? Louis Padron had laser skin bleaching surgery to make his skin bright white. He had his eyeballs tattooed red before having surgery to make his ears appear pointed.
You can tattoo your eyeballs?
What if he's like 6'4"? How do you tattoo your eyeballs? Now, there are contact lenses,
right,
which, if done improperly, can blind you. And that's a stupid idea, kid, so don't do it. But he had it says right here, so it must be true. This is all real news. He had his eyeballs tattooed red, and his skin's real white. And he's probably scary looking as hell. But
I'm speechless.
What do you say?
Well, I mean, Ken is a good-looking man.
He's a freaking mannequin-looking gay guy that wants to be Ken.
But it's not an elf.
Yeah.
Was he live in a tree and bake cookies?
Why didn't they put some idea of how tall the guy is? Maybe he's real little. Perhaps he is dwarfish and wanted to be the full-blown elf.
Maybe we can have him as a pet in the studio and put him to work for us and have him in a cage.
I don't want to even see his picture.
I got this guy, Kevin Ramey. He's known as Birdman.
I like him.
He is the head of a sovereign citizens group that believes the government doesn't have the authority to charge him with any crime.
Yeah.
Well, he found out that's not going to happen because he was recently hauled into an Alaskan court for failing to pay more than $84,000 in child support.
Mm.
While appearing before the judge, Ramey said that his primary citizenship was in heaven, okay, and asked if he would be deported there.
Mm-hmm. We'd like to send you there, but we can't kill you because that's called homicide. You know, when you watch all these old westerns, back in the 1880s and stuff, when you watch Gunsmoke, that shows in Dodge City and things like that. There's a show, or there's somebody all the time that claims that they are not under the law. They are above the law. They live on their land. They are homesteading, and that the sheriff can't tell them what to do, by gosh. Well, yeah, they can. That's why there were U.S. Marshals that had these wide areas. But these sovereign guys believe that the government, they have no driver's licenses. They don't file taxes. Screw you. Come get me.
And they're really out there.
Oh, yes, they're everywhere. And they dumped. We had that horrible scene in West Memphis, 10 years ago, where they shot those two officers?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they didn't believe in the rules. Let's see. Here are three in a row. I'm going to do real short because they're just unbelievable. Rock Hill, South Carolina. Police had to lock up a boy, 55 years old, after he broke into his neighbor's home and ate a cheese sandwich and a dill pickle. Then he drank a bunch of moonshine and left. His neighbor called the police when he watched the tape on his home unit. Cheese sandwich, pickle, moonshine, out. Okay. Montana State University bought a 900-pound donkey and put it on campus. The Bozeman, that's where Montana is, the paper there says that Oliver is a therapy donkey who loves hugs and selfies. He is helping students de-stress during finals.
Can you get the donkey on a plane?
Can't you just sack up and, you know, just relax and study, have some beers, calm down, and not? Did anybody ask the donkey if he likes selfies? He can't talk back to you. He wants to eat your face off, but he's a donkey and he's not mean. Doctors in China removed a seed that was growing inside a 6-year-old boy. A bean got lodged in the kid's ear after a recent fall. Then it grew because of the boy's warm body temperature. Doctors spent a half hour removing the seed. It doesn't say from which orifice they went in to get it. I had a vision of it, like, you know, coming out of his ear or his butt. But they didn't say here where it came from. But it was growing and would have eventually... He'd have been Jack and the Beanstalk all in one. I don't understand this at all.
There's a second grade teacher in Oklahoma who was arrested on drug and embezzlement charges. Now, we know these teachers have to go through a lot with these students these days, but this is a little over. She confessed to using and selling heroin as well as pawning items that belonged to the school in order to pay for the drugs.
That's okay.
She didn't confess to this, but a friend saw it on Facebook. She had this. Not only is it stupid that she left her Facebook account open on another teacher's computer, but that you had the conversation on Facebook to set up the, I guess, exchange of some post-it notes or an eraser in exchange for heroin. I don't know, but they did find heroin and 40 syringes in her purse when they caught her.
Oh, well. She's not real smart, but sometimes we all have a hard time with that. Coming up, Lawyer Bill, we're late, so we'll hurry up and get right to this.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.